This is a download from BBC Learning English. For terms of use, go to bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi, I'm Yvonne Archer and this is 6 Minute English. And joining me today is William Cramer. Hello, William.
Hello, Yvonne.
Now, everyone, young and old, loves a good story. So today we hear from a writer who lives in Senegal, West Africa. I met her during a very exciting British Council trip to Nigeria when I was one of 60 lucky people on the Interaction Trust the Difference leadership programme. And 40 people had travelled from 9 different countries across Africa to be there.
Wow, it sounds like an amazing trip.
Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. But that's another story, and we've already got one for today. So first, I have a question for you, William. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready as always.
Great. In a popular children's story, the beautiful princess has to kiss many frogs to find the prince she'll marry. But what's the world record for the most number of kisses ever given in 1 minute? Is it 94? 904 or 1,004?
I'm going to go for 94.
Why?
Because I how can you kiss anybody? How can you kiss anybody 900 times in a minute?
It seems. Well, we're not going to practice now, William, so you have to wait until the end of the programme and then I'll tell you whether you're right or wrong. Karima Grant has been writing stories since she was a little girl and now her stories are published. But Karima is most proud of her award-winning stories called Sophie and the City. They're about a little girl from Senegal who moves to New York City with her parents. But Sophie's finding life there rather difficult. As we listen to Karima, we'll hear the term hardy beings and the word resilience. William, can you explain what they mean for us, please?
Certainly. Hardy beings here means people, human beings, who are tough and strong because they can survive really difficult situations and experiences. But we can also use hardy to describe plants and animals as well as people.
And resilience?
Well, resilience has a similar meaning to the word hardy because we use it to talk about the ability that people, plants or animals have to get better after something unpleasant has happened to them. So a resilient person, like a hardy being, is someone who is strong and doesn't get hurt easily.
Great. Now let's find out what Karima says hardy or resilient children often do to help them cope with or manage difficult experiences.
I love to write about resilience in children because I think children are very hardy beings. So that's usually what I find myself writing about how children find resilience, how they express it, how they cope, and how they usually resort to creative means to problem solve.
William, what does Karima say children do to cope in difficult circumstances?
She says that they usually resort to, or they turn to, creative means or new ideas to cope with their problems, because they can't find any other ways to do it.
And that's a lesson we adults could take from children, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
If there doesn't seem to be a solution to a problem, try to think differently and be creative.
BBClearningEnglish.com.
Now, one day when Karima was living in the United States, she was sitting on the front steps of her house in a city when she saw a group of little girls playing, and one little girl seemed to be different and was being treated differently by the others. But she was coping. She was resilient.
Right, so is that how Sophie and the City came about?
Possibly. And those stories are now special to both male and female readers of all ages. But when Karima read them to her mother, she found out that she'd somehow managed to tell her own mother's story and expressed her feelings about the city she'd moved to from Senegal many years ago.
My mother said that was her impressions when she first landed in the United States, and in New York in particular. She just thought, oh, this is so ugly. It didn't look anything like what she knew. So it strange resonance it had for me.
So Karima's stories had a strange resonance for her. In a strange way, they echoed the experiences of her own mother, so the stories of Sophie became even more special and important to Karima.
That's right. Quite a spooky experience, really. And as more and more of us move to different countries across the world, there are even more stories to tell.
And lessons to be learned.
That's true, but right now, it's time to learn the answer to today's question. Earlier I asked, what's the world record for the most number of kisses ever given in 1 minute? And William said?
I said 94.
And you were right.
Yay!
Yet again.
I'm always right.
Oh, that's another story. But that's all for today's 6 Minute English. Join BBC Learning English again for more.
Goodbye.
BBCLearningEnglish.com. BBC